All right, we're beginning in Acts chapter 21 this evening. Those who are listening, if you'd like to give us a call, call us at 856-261-9018 or questions at vfpbc.org. Give us a call or an email. Acts chapter 21, I call this Paul Decides to Go to Jerusalem. That's the title of it. So let's begin reading Acts 21 verses 1, 2, and 3 together. And it came to pass that after we were gotten from them, that they had launched the came with a straight course unto Chos, and the day following unto Rhodes, and from thence unto Patara. And finding a ship sailing over unto Phoenicia, we went aboard and set forth. And when we had discovered Cyprus, we left it on the left hand and sailed into Syria and landed at Tyre, for there was a ship to unlade her burden. All right, so. Well, it came to pass when they were gotten from them. Who's the them referred back to?
The elders at Ephesus.
All right. So they were very mournful. They wept and they were glad, very sad to see Paul go. He said, "I'm not going to see your face anymore."
I think they were in Miletus, though. But the elders came there.
He came from Ephesus. They were in Miletus. That's right. They came from Ephesus to Miletus, straight course to Chos. Chos. Samos, Chios right here, Chios, but here's Chos right here, Chos. And then what's the next one?
From Miletus to Chos,
all right.
And then?
Rhodes, and then where?
Rhodes.
To Rhodes. So Rhodes is down here, see?
Mm-hmm.
All right? So that's where it is, right close by.
And to Patara.
From Rhodes and to Patara. Patara is right here, see?
Oh, okay.
That's Patara. So that's where they're sailing all these things. So Paul went to Jerusalem. He felt the Lord would have him go there for the feast day. Was it the Tabernacles or what was it? Remember? Was it the Tabernacles?
I'm not sure
what the feast
Pentecost
was.
Jerusalem was at Pentecost.
Day of Pentecost.
Verse 16 of the previous chapter,
verse 16. Thank you. And so then in verse 2, finding a ship. The ship was headed for where?
Phoenicia.
And they went aboard. And then verse 3, it says, when we had discovered Cyprus. What does that mean, discovered? Like Columbus discovering America?
Well, it was in sight.
It was in sight, okay. And so that is Cyprus.
And Cyprus right over that island right there. So they went to Patara over to Cyprus. They left it on the left hand. What does that mean?
They went to Phoenicia, too, before that.
Oh, my, did I mention that? Remember that first...
Phoenicia.
Oh, my, I forgot Phoenicia.
Yeah.
That's not Phoenicia.
Phoenicia.
Where is Phoenicia?
I don't see
Pamphylia. Myra. Patara. No, I don't see where Phoenicia is. That should be up. No, it's not there. Anyway, they're somewhere, and then they finally went to Cyprus. So we left it on the left hand.
They went to the south of it.
They went to the south of it, by the left hand. So they went to the south of it, right down here. That's right. So he's sailing to Jerusalem, and here's someone calling. Let's see what they have to say. Hey, it's a little Rob from Chicago, Rob Wintergrath.
Hi, Pastor. We just lost a video.
Just lost the video. Okay, Pastor Dan will work on it.
Sermon audio.
He'll work on it. See if he can go with sermon audio. We'll work on that.
Is it audio or just the video?
Audio or video?
Everything.
I lost everything. Okay, Pastor Dan will work on it and go to the sermon audio in the meantime. Well, I'm sorry about that. Thanks for letting us know, Rob. Yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So then in verse number 3, discovered Cyprus on the left hand, sailed onto Syria and landed at Tyre. Now, Syria, Tyre's right here. So, this is Phoenicia, it's the area here. So, went to Tyre, from Cyprus to Tyre. All right, that takes care of the verse number 3.
And that was the direction they were going. Phoenicia sailing over to Phoenicia. So, that's the direction the ship was going. The ship was going to Phoenicia.
Yes.
That was in verse 2, but then they saw Cyprus on the way to Phoenicia. The ship was, that was the destination of the ship.
Of the ship, mm-hmm.
Verse 2.
All right, and what did they do there in Tyre? in verse 3.
Empty the ship.
Empty the ship, and lay the burdens, all the different things that they had. Let's read verse number 4, 5, and 6 together. And finding disciples, we tarried there 7 days, who said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go up to Jerusalem. And when he had finished the compass those days, we departed and went our way, and they all brought us on our way with wives and children, till we were out of the city, and we kneeled down on the shore and prayed. And when we had taken our leave one of another, we took ship, and they returned home again. Right, verse 4. Find a disciple. What is a disciple?
Born-again Christians.
Born-again Christians. They're learners.
He apparently had maybe even...
Pardon me?
Maybe he had been an instrument in their lives.
Maybe he had been an instrument leading the Lord. And how long did he stay there in Tyre? In verse 4. How long did he stay in Tyre?
They landed there.
7 days.
7 days. They stayed there a week. Now, these disciples said to Paul, what?
Not to go to Jerusalem.
Not to go to Jerusalem. Through the Spirit, it says. Now, several places in this chapter, you see others say, don't go. Did Paul go or did he stay?
He went.
So the question is, this may be a test of Paul. See, it's difficult to determine whether Paul is disobedient to the Lord, or whether he knew it was going to be hard and difficult, and the Lord gave him liberty to go. So it's a question, wasn't it? Now, several people said, don't go. But he had a ministry to perform. But that's why he said, don't go to Jerusalem. There's danger there. Yes, I'm sorry, Ken.
Well, he said, was it the Romans? He had said he wanted to come and see and to build them up.
Yes.
In the will of God.
Yes.
If the Lord would allow him to come.
He'd come.
He hadn't gotten there yet.
That's right, to Rome. And so the will of God. So through the Spirit, so apparently the Holy Spirit gave him that command. Maybe the Holy Spirit. Maybe the Lord changed his mind. You know, could be too. But so this particular reading, he said, don't go. And then in verse 20, in verse 5, the days were accomplished. How many days was that? Entire?
7 days.
All right. He departed, went their way, and. What does it mean, they all brought us on our way? What would that imply? Who's the they refer to?
The disciples.
All right, disciples. What does it mean, brought us on our way, you think?
Went with them.
Went with them and probably helped them. Maybe gave them some food, maybe some clothes, who knows. Now, who was with these disciples?
Wives and children.
It's interesting. There was a family situation. It wasn't just the men. The wives and the children all took part in Paul's departure. They all loved Paul, I'm sure. And it says that they left there till we were out of the city. Then what did they do before they...
They knelt down and prayed together.
Yes, just standing.
So does that mean, essentially, they were leaving with them, and so they left the city, and they were outside of the city limits.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they... I mean, so in that sense, they brought them on their way. They started... Mm-hmm. Going towards Jerusalem.
Uh-huh. So they brought them as far as they could till they got to the water, and they didn't go to the water.
In the water?
They didn't go
sure.
To the water, but they went to the water. They didn't go in the water, but they brought up right to the place where Paul departed. What did they do at the shore?
Prayed.
All right, kneel down, prayed. So there were wives and children and disciples. They prayed for Paul, I'm sure. Then verse 6. What does it mean? We take our leave one of another.
Say goodbye.
Say goodbye. And we took ship.
Adios.
And what did they do?
They returned home
with their wives, their disciples, and their children.
They went as far as they could.
As far as they could, which was good. They went, I don't know how many miles it was, from Tyre to the shore. You know, there may be 5 miles, 2 miles, 1 mile, who knows. But they accompanied him. They could have just said, well, bye-bye, and he could walk on his own. But
they loved him, so they didn't want to leave him.
They didn't want to leave him, and we're sad that he's going to leave them as well. Now let's read verse number 7, 8, and 9 together. And when we had finished our course from Tyre, we came to Ptolemais and saluted the brethren and abode with them one day. And the next day, we that were Paul's company departed and came unto Caesarea. And we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, which is one of the seven, and abode with him. And the same man had four daughters, virgins, which should prophesy. 5:7. Finished, of course, from Tyre, came to what?
Ptolemais. So Tyre is here, and Ptolemais is down here, right, just about a few miles south of it. And Caesarea is here. So Tyre, Ptolemais, and finally Caesarea.
Yeah.
All right, so that's
what's the main thing over there? The Holy Land?
The Holy Land, that's the Holy Land over here.
Okay.
The Holy Land.
Well, the purple is Assyria.
Purple is Assyria. Then
okay, Syria.
Syria. Is that Syria?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Antioch, Syria. Yeah. Yeah, that's Syria. So this
the
is
same
where,
Syria they're fighting about now.
So here's Jerusalem. Yes. Hey, that's right.
So
probably a little different.
All things, I'm
part
sure.
Part of that would be Lebanon.
Possibly.
Put
up a lot of these places.
Mm-hmm.
So what did they do when they came to Ptolemais in verse 7?
When they finished their course from Tyre, they came to
What did they do at Ptolemais?
They greeted the brother.
Salute means greet the brother. How long were they there at Ptolemais?
One day.
And how long were they at the other place at Tyre?
7 days.
7 days. So they just had a day there, just a layover for one day. And then in verse number 8, what the next day says, we that were Paul's companions. No, company. Who was that include?
Probably Luke
goes in the ship, because he was the we, because he was the author, we believe, of the book of Acts and the book of Luke as well. And departed and came where then?
Was that a merchant ship probably, because maybe they unladed the ship.
Yes. A lot of cargo, yes.
It makes you wonder if that wasn't what it was.
Uh-huh.
And then they also took some passengers.
Yeah.
There probably weren't as many passengers as there was cargo.
Yes, a lot of cargo, that's true. Evan.
Isn't that how missionaries in the olden days, when took a long time to go places, they took long journeys to their mission field?
Yes.
They would just, sometimes they would be on the ship, it was for another purpose, but they would buy tickets and go down on that ship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're small little
Dave, how long will it take you to get to your ministry?
7 days down to Mexico.
Mexico, yeah.
Driving?
You drove down, I guess, yeah. Okay.
Hmm.
So,
it took a long time. Sometimes it died. People died on board ship.
Hmm.
So there were Paul's company, the disciples, and certainly Luke, and others in the ship, and the Caesarea. And what did they do at Caesarea in verse 8?
They went to the house of Philip.
Philip. Now, who is Philip?
The evangelist.
Evangelist.
And in Acts chapter 6 and 8.
Yes. What did they do? Where did he go? Where did the Lord tell Philip to go?
He went out
to the Ethiopian eunuch, but
yeah.
Also to the... forget their name.
Huh?
I give a message on this.
Oh.
Up to the north of Israel.
Uh-huh.
But the Samaritans.
Samaritans, yeah.
Yep.
He was having an evangelistic meeting there, wasn't it? What did the Lord tell him to do?
He won people to the Lord, but then he told him, in the middle of preaching up there,
mm-hmm.
he told him to come down to the desert and meet with the Ethiopian eunuch.
Yes.
And to go with him.
That's wonderful, the guidance of the Lord, wasn't it? How it could
right.
meet. Ethiopia was in a chariot and Philip was going, and they just met. It's the Lord's design and miracle, really, that he could get there.
Sometimes I wish that when, wish that the Lord would tell you verbally what to do next.
Yes.
You know?
Interesting. He certainly led to Philip, didn't he?
Mm.
What to do. And was Philip obedient, or did he?
Oh, yes.
He did. Probably wonderful, Lord.
Absolutely.
Leading many people to the Lord here, a lot of souls, but you want me to go there? So, all right, Lord, he went. He obeyed, which we've got to obey wherever he sends us as well. And so, which was one of the seven. What does that mean? What seven are those?
Seven deacons.
Seven deacons was found in Acts chapter?
Six.
Chapter six, that's right. And what did Paul do when he met Philip in Caesarea?
He said, hello.
What else? In verse 8.
He came to his house.
He came to his house. He abode with him. He stayed with him. Mm-hmm. Slept in there. Now, in verse number 9, how many children did Philip have?
Well, he had four daughters.
Four daughters.
We don't know how
virgin,
many sons.
How many sons? Virgins unmarried, which is prophesied. So apparently this was still the gift of prophecy before the Bible was completed in 90 or 100 A.D., mm-hmm. and these women did prophesy. But that doesn't mean the women preachers should be preached today. I mean, this is a transitional book. We've got to be very careful about that.
It didn't say they preach, they just prophesy.
That's true, but I mean, in the ministry of the Lord. See, a lot of times the women say, well, they're not preaching, they're just doing something else, but so let's read verse number 10, 11.
They could have prophesied just as another person.
Well, that's true, but again, is the gift of prophecy still with us today?
No.
No. When did it cease?
At the end of giving the whole Word of God.
The whole Word of God. And roughly, about what years were those? Between 90 and 100 A.D., the Scripture is complete. Where do we have that Scripture that shows us that prophecy would cease?
1 Corinthians 13.
No, 1 Corinthians.
That's the book that you wrote, so I'm kidding.
Is it there?
I mean, Corinthians.
I was just looking at that.
What verse, though, do I follow?
And that was his purpose.
The last verse.
1 Corinthians 13. That's right. And that was perfect. And then the prophecies will cease, and tongues will cease, and various things. So, but at this time, transitional book, and that's what's said. Four virgins, four unmarried girls that did prophesy. All right, that's... Yes?
I believe that sometimes back then, when they had that gift, mm-hmm. that God would speak to and give a message to the specific people
mm-hmm.
to tell, because they didn't have the rest of the Word of God.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And give, the truth.
Right.
To some people, or to tell them what to do next.
Right. In our Bible reading this morning, reading through the 85 verses per day, we came to Ephesians chapter 6, and even that Paul's day, before the Bible was completed, he used some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, pastors and teachers. So the prophets, again, that part of what stopped with pastors and teachers, apparently we still have today. But so this is, let us read verse number 11. Let's see, when 10, 11, and 12 together. And as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. And when he was come unto us, he took Paul's girdle and bound his own hands and feet and said, thus saith the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews of Jerusalem bind the man known as this girdle, and shall deliver him up from the hands of the Gentiles. And when we heard these things, both we and they of that place besought him not to go up to Jerusalem. When Paul answered, did we read 13?
We read
12. Okay, 10, 11, 12. Okay. Tarried means what?
Stay.
Stayed. That's right. Many days. Doesn't say how many, one day or 7 days, but just many days. So I'm certain. Where'd they go then?
Who
came down? Who came down?
Agabus.
Where'd he come from?
Judea.
So Judea was, wherever they were, Judea's the Caesarea, so it came out from Judea.
South Israel.
Judea, South Israel, yes. So Judea up, came north, but came down.
Jerusalem.
Yes, by where Jerusalem was, in Judea. And he was, what was his gift to the Lord? He's a prophet again. There's a prophet. Agabus. That's prophecy. And then verse 11, he came unto Paul. What did he do then? What did Agabus do?
Prophesied.
Well, he prophesied, but before he did that, what did
he do? Now, what is a girdle?
Something that sustained this around his belt, like a belt, something like that.
But it covered all this part down here. And that's what the soldiers wore.
Mm-hmm.
Or to protect themselves.
Yes.
But you can see pictures of soldiers where it was, kind of damp from here to here.
Yes, it was wide mm-hmm. belt, it was a girdle. And so verse number, what did he do with Paul's girdle?
He grabbed it from him.
He bound him.
Okay.
Tied him up.
Now, he took the girdle, then he bound his own hands. Whose hands did he bind?
Father, yes.
His own hands.
Agabus.
All right. And feet. And
He bound.
What do you mean he bound it? What do you think what it would imply?
It's like a chain.
Like a chain, maybe he did ropes or some type of thing to bind them.
He used the girdle to bind them.
Yes, by the sand with the girdle. Yeah, I guess so.
It was a picture message.
Picture message, that's right.
How can you bind the feet and the hands? You have to stoop down, I guess, and hold it. Well, apparently there was a lot of distance
in that girdle by the hands and the feet as well. What did he say the Holy Spirit told him to say?
I bless my place.
Verse 11. What did the Holy Spirit... What's going to happen?
So shall the Jews bind the man in order of this girdle.
What else were they going to do after they bind him?
Deliver the Gentiles.
Now that was a prophetic thing, and of course that's what did happen. Mm-hmm. See, on the one hand, somebody by the Holy Spirit said, don't go. This one said, when you go, this is going to happen to you. So that was a prophetic situation. And then verse 11, when we heard these things, who's the we, do you think?
Luke.
Probably Luke and some of the others. Both we and they of that place.
Maybe Philip the evangelist was included.
And they of that place, who would those be? What place is that?
Caesarea.
So there were people who were at Caesarea, believers, perhaps. What did they say? Luke and Agabus besought him. They asked him, please don't go up to Jerusalem, because they could see if this is going to happen, don't go. Then we read 13, didn't we?
No, not yet.
Let's read 13, 14, and 15 together. Then Paul answered, what mean ye to weep and to break my heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. And when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, the will of the Lord be done. And after those days, we took up our carriages and went up to Jerusalem. Questions at bfdbc.org or 856-261-9018. Give us a call or an email if you'd like to call us or just a question. Say hello. Yvonne.
See, Pastor Director used to say the will of the Lord be done.
Yeah, I think so.
When he talked to you.
Good for once.
I mean, didn't he say something?
Yeah, something like that, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's sort of quaint.
Right. So, in verse 13, Paul had a question of these believers that were there. What was his question?
Why are you weeping and breaking my heart?
Weeping and breaking my heart. Why do you think he said breaking my heart? Why did Paul's heart break?
He wanted to go to Jerusalem, mm-hmm. and they were essentially saying, don't go, because, mm-hmm. you know, it's going to be horrible for you. And so he was seeing their burden, and mm-hmm. he also had his own burden.
Mm-hmm. Now, could have been a little stubborn, too.
Well, that's true. But suppose Paul was in the will of the Lord. I assume he was going to Jerusalem at this time, even though these other people said don't go on. And these people said don't. Do sometimes people differ with the will of the Lord?
No,
in your life, my life? Anyway, yeah.
That's for sure.
That's for sure, see?
Oh.
And but as I said,
I remember.
You remember, huh?
Yes, sir.
Tell your experience.
We were getting ready to go to, Marty and I, getting ready to go to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And we were packing the car,
mm-hmm.
and we got everything down in the dining room,
mm-hmm.
so we could get it out. And my mom, she didn't want us to go, and mm-hmm. so she moved all the stuff that was there.
Mm-hmm.
And she did not want us to go.
Where did she move it?
Move it around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And boy, did she ever get upset.
Right. So if that's the case, if there's others that have different opinion with us,
mm.
got to be sure that we're doing the right thing. Right thing.
Yeah.
Know the Lord, follow His Word, even though it may not direct us through probably some other, but the Scriptures direct us.
Was your mother a Christian?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She led me to the Lord when I was seven.
But she didn't want to leave her son.
She was very, very feisty.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Very what?
Feisty.
You mean feisty?
Feisty.
Which being interpreted as what? Feisty.
Get upset.
Upset, okay.
Oh, wow. Ooh, she could get upset.
All right.
Well, why did she pick that? What, didn't she know you were going to go?
Yeah, but I think he was afraid we were leaving her alone.
Yeah.
Were you?
Did somebody else?
Yeah.
Was her husband there? Or?
No, he had died.
He had died, I see. Well,
so... How old was she?
How old was she, your mom?
I don't remember.
No, yeah. All right. So, he asked the question, why do you weep and break mine heart? What did Paul then say?
I know that.
In verse 13. Mm-hmm. What did Paul say in response to this?
Verse what?
13.
He was ready to be bound. Not only to be bound, but also...
also?
To die.
To die the name of the Lord Jesus. So, Paul wanted the will of the Lord done in his life, and he felt this was the will of the Lord, and so he wanted to go. And earlier, chapter 20, last chapter, remember, he said, I'm going to go to fulfill the ministry. I think, isn't that the last chapter? I'm going to fulfill the ministry the Lord gave to me. I guess it's some other verse. He said very clearly, I'm willing to go and to do what the Lord wants me to do. So this is certainly a verse right here that even to be captured and to die. Yes, Penny.
Where does he say, none of these things move me?
Neither come my life dear to myself. That's what I'm trying to find. I thought it was the preceding chapter, but I guess it wasn't.
I think it's in another book.
Maybe what?
But Philippians?
Yes,
I think it might be Philippians.
Yes. Rob, if you're back on tune, did you get it going? Pastor Dan, did you get it going again or not?
Yeah, it should.
Should be going right.
Wendy says it's okay.
Oh, good. So see if you can look up, somebody look up for us. Neither do I come again or so, but I'm ready to die. And what else was it? That was the verse I was looking for.
I have myself dear to me. Dear to me. I'm willing to die.
So there's another verse like that. We'll see if we can figure out where that is. But he wanted to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, the ministry that God gave to him. And this is... I thought it was chapter 20, but maybe not. Build you up, show you the things you have. So, verse 13, he wanted to go with the Lord. If he bound, was he bound? Was it fulfilled? Was he bound? Yes, he was. And he was taken to Rome, and finally he died. He was in prison. Then we read 13.
Did he get to Jerusalem? He went to Jerusalem
before
Rome.
We read 14, didn't we?
You
read 13 and 14?
Yes.
12, 13, and 14. Did Paul agree with them and say, I'm not going to go?
No.
No. He said he would not be persuaded.
Break my heart.
That's right. What does it mean? He will not be persuaded.
He wouldn't be convinced
to stay back. So what did they do then? These people said, go, don't go. What did they do after he said, I'm not persuaded by you?
Didn't say anymore.
Didn't say. They ceased. And what was the final word in verse 14?
The will of the Lord be done.
The will of the Lord be done. In other words, they could not overpower Paul's desire to go. He felt he was in the will of the Lord to go. And the will of the Lord be done. That's a good thing to work on. Let's read verse 15. Did you read 15?
Yes, we did.
Okay. And after those days, what happened then? What does it mean, took up our carriage? What's that mean? What carriage?
Luggage.
Our suitcases and luggage. And went where?
Up to Jerusalem.
Why did he say up?
Because it's on a mountain.
Because it's on a hill.
Big hill. So Caesarea,
small mountain.
Up to Jerusalem, right there. Caesarea, Jerusalem. And wasn't too far, not too many miles away.
We've been to Jerusalem.
We've been to Jerusalem. That's just a hill that's way up in Mount Zion, isn't it? It's a holy place. And... then, did we read 16?
No.
Now let's read 16, 16, 17, and 18 together. There went with us also certain of the disciples of Caesarea, and brought with them one Mason of Cyprus, an old disciple with whom we should lodge. Verse 17, and when we were come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. And the next day following, Paul went up with in with us under James, and all the elders were present.
Yes, but is that how you spell Manson or Manson, or is it Masons of Cyprus?
Manson, yeah.
Strange.
It is, amen, yes, Penny.
You were right. Pastor Dan found it's Acts 20:24.
Good. I was right.
But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, that I may finish my course with joy in the ministry which I received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God.
Thank you. None of these things move. That's very good. Thank you. Pastor Dan found it. Can you read it? 20 and verse 24. That's the verse you're looking for.
Neither can I my life here.
Even if it took his life.
I have to say this now.
Yes.
Before you had cancer and the chemo treatments, you knew where every verse was back in the Bible, it seemed like, to me.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't very much, but you knew exactly the reference. And after you had your cancer and the chemo, it went all away.
Yes.
And then, but when it came back, for which I'm grateful, you often were maybe one verse off or one chapter off.
Yeah, that chemo hurt your mind, there's no question.
I think it's remarkable. And but just the other day, when we were reading our Bible talking, you said that's I read a verse and you said that's so and so. It was some far off verse.
Yes.
So how did you know?
Verse 17.
Yeah.
2017.
I said, how do you know that?
He called the elders from Ephesus.
It was done. Anything you had to learn in the Bible
no,
school or anything?
I just remember because that's a key verse. The elders.
I don't understand.
Then you go down to Pastor Mitchell. See, that's it. We use that many times.
That's cute.
All right, so will the Lord be done? Right after Jerusalem, and certain disciples of Caesarea, Brother Manasseh, an old disciple. Now, what does that mean? Oh, I wonder what old would mean in the Bible days.
These different things
would ever
be. 50?
Maybe 50 would be old, maybe 55. And what happened?
What year is this, approximately?
The year is approximately 60 A.D., roughly. 60 A.D. About 60 A.D.,
something
like that.
Just came out of the blue.
Yes. So, they stayed with them. So they took up their carriages, went to Jerusalem, and went with us, these disciples of Caesarea.
Maybe he was old as in his age.
Yeah, maybe an older disciple. He'd come to the Lord early in life. And what did he do? What did he do with Manasseh? What did Paul and his company do at Manasseh's house?
I lost it. Oh, there
he is. Verse 16.
They brought him on the Cyprus. They were going to stay there.
He stayed there, that we should lodge there. He was from Cyprus, but he was right there.
How do you think the old disciple died? My mind was wandering.
Well, it could be in the 40s or 30s, I don't know, 35. They didn't last, they didn't live as long as we live today.
Well, Paul, did he live to be 70?
Who, Paul?
Uh-huh.
I don't think so. I think probably in his 30s, 40s, something like that, because...
I thought
we don't know really how old it was or how long it was.
He had his head chopped off.
That's right. He had his head chopped off. Here was an old disciple. He was old in the point of age, or the point that he'd been with the Lord many years. And we should lodge. And then in verse, we read 17, did we?
Yeah.
We finally got to Jerusalem. What was true? What happened at Jerusalem?
Brethren.
What brethren? What does that mean, the brethren?
Christians.
Those are the brethren of the Lord. The church that loved the Lord.
Brothers in Christ.
Brothers in Christ. Received us gladly. Now, why do you think they received Paul gladly? What was that about?
Glad to see him.
Glad to see him. And there was Paul, a disciple of the Lord, one of the missionaries. Yes. Yes.
He taught them all the mysteries, all about the church. He taught all the things that nobody else knew.
That's right.
And I don't know if he kept getting things from the Lord or not, but...
Well, the Lord kept teaching, I'm sure, 3 years on the backside of the desert and taught him very clearly.
All the Old Testament, many of these people.
No, the New Testament, all the new revelations of the church on the backside of the desert.
But was it all written out like this?
Well, he taught them, and then Paul wrote these letters, and that's where they read out the word.
Like
about.
Matthew, Mark, and...
Well,
Acts
was not completed at that time. So they were very glad because they knew Paul was a godly missionary and apostle.
The pastoral epistles.
That's right. He wrote the pastoral epistles as well as other epistles, some 13 altogether. And verse 17, did we read 17? Yeah, we were saying 18.
Yeah, we were talking about it.
Yeah, 18, did we read 18 yet?
Yes.
So how long was he there before something else happened? How long was he in Jerusalem before something else? The next day. Where did he go? He went to what person?
To James.
Now, who was James?
Was this the brother of Jesus?
James was the one that stood up in Acts 15.
Acts 15, he was the leading person. Mm-hmm. And there's several Jameses in the scriptures, and so, but this was apparently one that was in charge, the disciple in charge of the church at the time, and all the elders were present. What is an elder?
The deacon or pastor.
Pastor, in our present day, is pastor, bishop, elder. These were presbyters, as you say, and they were ones that were older folk in the Lord. Did we read 19?
Not yet.
Let's read 19 and 20, then we'll stop at 19 and 20, I guess. And when he had saluted them, he declared particularly what things God had wrought among the Gentiles by his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord and said unto him, Thou seest, brother, how many thousands of the Jews which are read that believe, they all were zealous of the law. Let's read 21 also, I guess. And they informed of thee, that thou teachest all the Jews which are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that we ought to not circumcise their children, neither the law, after their custom. All right.
Is that right?
So, verse 19, they saluted him, greeted him, and what did he especially tell them about?
He was a missionary reporting to the church.
Part of the church. And what did he say? What was the message he gave to them?
What had happened with the Gentiles.
And who did he give the honor to?
God. Oh,
God. What God has done wrought among the Gentiles.
Glorify the Lord.
By his ministry, but it's for God that did it. And then in verse 20, when they heard it, those people there at Jerusalem, what did they do when they heard about this?
They glorified the Lord.
Glorified the Lord. What did they say to him? In verse 20.
Thou seest, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are which believe.
Isn't that something?
Zealous of the law.
Wow. Thousands of Jews, it was thousands of them, but zealous of the law. What does that mean? What law is that?
The law of Moses.
The law of Moses. Now, what does it mean to be zealous of the law?
It's really for it.
They want to be for it. They want to follow it. They didn't want to dismiss it. Very serious. Remember Acts chapter 15, the Council of Jerusalem. They said, just keep three things out of the law, that's it. But just don't follow the law of Moses. Then in verse 21, they were informed of thee. Who's the thee referred to?
Of Paul.
Of Paul. That thou teachest all Jews what?
That are among the Gentiles. In other words, those in the churches where he was leading Gentiles to the Lord.
Lord, what do they do?
To forsake Moses.
Forsake Moses. What else did Paul teach?
And not verse, to circumcise.
Not to circumcise their children. What else?
And not to walk after the customs.
And so, who was right? These Jews that want to keep the law or Paul?
Paul.
Paul. And what New Testament book is especially answering this?
Galatians.
They were mixing law and grace. And some Jewish Christians today want to keep a lot of parts of the law, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
The Jews. What is it?
They were zealous of the law.
Zealous of the law.
That's
right, I do it. Right. We'll stop right here, verse 21, pick it up, Lord willing, next Thursday. And the following Thursday, one Thursday I'll be here, then the following Thursday, Pastor Dan will take over, and the 24th I'll be here for the 17th. Do you have any other comments or questions before we close?
No.
Or if not, Brother Paul, Dave, would you stand and close in a word of prayer, if you would, please, sir?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Your Word, that it does continue to speak to us, and help us to be more like Paul, that we will continue on with the work of the Lord, and living for the Lord, and being Your disciple, and to not be ashamed of the Gospel of Christ.
Yes.
I pray that You would give us the fervor for the Lord to continue forward, in spite of what our country is doing right now, and in spite of the possible persecution which is coming. And I pray that You would guide us and direct us, Lord, in our lives. And I pray that You would work in our lives, that we might follow close beside you, I pray, and be obedient to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, thank you.